every year for 4 weeks, the 4 weeks before Christmas, obviously, we journey through the season of Advent. And every year over those 4 weeks, we listen to Bible readings about the same topics year after year. On the first Sunday of Advent, we talk about the second coming of Christ or the apocalypse. On the second and third Sundays of Advent, we talk about that character from the Bible known as John the Baptist. And so, here we are. If you want to know the topic for the fourth Sunday of Advent, well, you're going to have to come next week. So we're going to talk about John the Baptist, obviously. That's what we usually call him. But actually, that's a little bit lazy, really. In the first gospel, Matthew's gospel, John is called by his, if you like, his official title, John, comma, the Baptist, right? And that's with a capital B, John the Baptist. In the second gospel, Mark's gospel, John is called John the Baptizer, and it's with a lowercase b. Not that that means anything, really. It's a small difference. So you might say, well, who cares? And that's fine. In the third gospel, Luke's gospel, John is not known, first of all, by what he does, right? Namely, ritually dunking people in water. But in Luke's gospel, John is known as the son of Zechariah. Luke puts it this way: the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, and John went out into the region of the Jordan preaching a baptism of repentance. So in Luke, the first thing that we learn about John isn't that he baptizes, it's that he is the son of a different guy. And then finally, in the fourth and final gospel, John is just called John. And right from the opening verses, this is what he says. He says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. That's it. He came as a witness to testify. And it goes on from there, obviously. So we have John the Baptist, John the Baptizer, John the son of Zechariah, and then what I call John the Witness, John the Witness. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, in one way or another, those three Gospels have John come in to prepare the way. That was our theme last week, right? Prepare the way. And what John is doing is preparing the way for Jesus, who would be the Messiah, the Savior. And the way that those three Gospels tell the story, the way to prepare the way is to repent. It's easy. just get your hearts ready. Live right, John would say. Get your heart right. Turn back, right? That's what the meaning, that's the meaning of the word repent. A lot of people forget about that. That sometimes we talk about repentance or to repent as it's loaded with all kinds of sometimes bad images. But really, it just means repent. Repentance just means turn around. Turn around. Usually turn around from what you were doing that didn't give glory to God, and turn around back to what God is asking you to do, right? And it is a sign of the coming of Jesus, the change of heart and life. We should all be baptized. So John the Baptist prepares the way so that we can prepare ourselves. That's the second Sunday of Advent. Today, on the third Sunday of Advent, we have John the Witness, John the Testifier, who came to testify, to witness to the light. You might say, well, that's great. What's the light? What's the light? And for that, we have to go back a few verses to the opening of the gospel, really all the way back to the beginning of all things, to see that the light is not a what, but a who. Right? If we hear those opening verses of the fourth gospel, it goes like this, and I think many of you would know it already. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not made anything that was made, if that makes sense. But we'll get to the important part now. In him, in the Word, in the second person of the Holy Trinity, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And this is really the important part. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's what we're talking about. Jesus of Nazareth, the eternal Word of God, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, is that light. John the Witness was saying that the true light, Jesus Christ, will come shortly. It's coming into the world. It's like John the Witness is saying to anybody who would listen, it's getting ready to go down, y'all. Get ready. And thank God, because of John's preaching, people everywhere were going out to listen to John. They were repenting. They were changing their lives. And they were baptized. The problem is, like many parts in the Bible, especially the New Testament, we maybe understand something about Jesus as the light, but the first hearers, sometimes didn't understand that, and especially those who were in the religious professions, right? We heard it today in the gospel reading. The priests, the Levites, also a sort of sect of priests, and the Pharisees, we'll see a little bit further, they didn't understand what this was all about. What did it mean that the one that was coming would be the light, the light? And so, if you like, the priests and the Levites said, yeah, you know, who are you again? Because, you know, we are the religious authorities. We are the the religious professionals, right? We are, you know, they would say, these priests and Levites, you know, we're kind of a big deal. Just saying, so exactly who are you, John? They want to know who he is. He's calling people out. So they ask, are you, in one way or another, they say, are you the Messiah? Are you the Christ, the one that's supposed to come? And John says very clearly, no. So they ask, okay, well, are you the reincarnation of the prophet Elijah? That's another person that we are expecting. And John says, no. Well, are you a different prophet? And he says, no. They want to know who John is. And every time they wanted to know who John was, John just points to the one that's coming, to Jesus. And that's important. It's not about me, John is saying. It's about the light. Forget about me. I'm not the light. I came to bear witness to the light. I did that. I'm doing that so that you all might believe in him, not in me. And by believing, come to everlasting love. That's the reason that I'm here, John would say, to point the way. I'm like a signpost, but a signpost is not the same thing as the thing itself, right? We need signs. If you're going somewhere new and unknown, you're going to need lots of signs, lots of directions, lots of help. If you want to get safely to your new destination. John was that sign, that help, that direction. We need those signs. And if we already know the way, and many of you already know the way, if you already know the way, then we become signs for others. We, saints, we join John in the vocation of showing others the way. Especially, well, I would say all the time, but especially in Advent. John was the witness to the light, and John will take as many other witnesses to that same light as he can find. Every Advent, John the Baptist, John the Witness, asks, and when he asks, he's asking on behalf of Jesus, he asks every year, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can somebody stand up and tell others who is coming? this Advent, can you be a witness to that same light? Can you be that voice of one crying out in the wilderness of our dark world? Can you be a witness? John can't do it by himself. He needs your help. If you know the way, point people. Jesus is coming, and he's coming over there. Not actually here, but to all who received him, who believed in his name, we heard Jesus gave the power to become children of God. That's you, saints. You are children of God. That's you. And so, child of God, will you be a witness? Because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have behold his glory. Tell them the way. If you know the way, share it. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The third Sunday of Advent every year, the question is, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Amen.